As we wrap up the fourth week of the Idaho legislature, lawmakers have been bringing forward more bills covering issues from tax breaks to hunting and fishing fees. One bill that came up this week was a preemptive move by some state lawmakers who want to keep so-called sanctuary cities out of Idaho. Boise State University professor Gary Moncrief says it's indicative of the power that some state legislatures have over their largest cities. But along with the regular business of the legislature, an ongoing feud was resolved. House Speaker Scott Bedke reinstated the committee assignments of North Idaho Representative Heather Scott after a period of exile. In our 2017 weekly legislative update, Moncrief told our Samantha Wright that drama appears to be over.
You may recall a few weeks ago we talked about the fact that she may be reinstated to her committees at some point. It was going to require an apology, and it's exactly what happened. It took a couple of weeks, and she made the apology that was she was required to make, both to the House as a whole and then to some specific individuals, meeting more privately. So she has been reinstated to her committees at this point. So we will hope this is behind us now. We will see. The statements that both the speaker made and the representative made were a little on the snarky side from both of them, frankly. You know, they both kind of said, okay, we're past this, but they both kind of had to make one last statement in there about the other person. So it's clearly not a lot of personal love lost between these two people. We'll see if they can get beyond it and get through the session at this point. I think they can. I'm hopeful that they can at this point.
And we had sort of a national issue turned local. President Donald Trump has said that he will take away federal funding from sanctuary cities. Now the Idaho legislature has come up with a bill that would take away state funding from cities that declare sanctuary for refugees or immigrants. What's this bill about?
A couple of things about this. One is, at this point, it is a bit of a solution without a problem. There are no sanctuary cities in Idaho at this point. The city of Boise has kind of taken a kind of informal position to be, I guess the word would be, sensitive to the needs of immigrants, but it's nothing more than a statement. There's no sanctuary status there at all. But this is actually a trend that we're seeing now in a number of states. In Texas, for example, just within the last day or two, the governor withheld about $1.5 million from the city of Austin, which has proclaimed itself a sanctuary city. And so that position, which is also the position of a number of other cities in the United States, Minneapolis, Seattle, San Francisco, Baltimore, there's a bunch of cities that have essentially taken this position, LA, Los Angeles. So what we've got is this conflict that's setting up between the state and the city. We talked about this in some other context a bit last year, you might remember, Samantha, when we talked about states that can essentially preempt local laws or ban cities from doing certain things. In the last year, the context in which we discussed this was probably bans on plastic bags. And, you know, that's a very common one. A lot of cities have made that kind of ban. Minimum wage laws in some cases, anti-fracking laws in some cases, that a city will pass and then the state has stepped in and essentially said, no, the city can't do that. This is symptomatic of the kind of polarization that we're seeing in the United States right now, where you have a great deal of the progressive values are being held within large cities, the urban areas, if you will, and state legislatures being controlled right now in many cases, most cases, by Republicans have a much more conservative point of view. And so there is this tension that exists between the state legislature, the conservative-oriented state legislature, and the more progressive-oriented big cities. I think we're going to see a great deal of this tension played out in the next few years. That's really where this contention is going to occur, is between the state legislatures and to some extent the federal government versus the big cities at this point.
And what about next week? What can we look forward to?
We are at about 150 bills now at the end of this week. That's about probably a quarter of all the bills that are going to be introduced. Now, we have a deadline coming up. The deadline is the 36th day, which will be, I think that's the 13th. And that's the day in which essentially bills have to be introduced by the committees. So a great number of bills will probably be drawn up and printed and introduced next week. Now, there are a few committees in the House and the Senate that are what are called privileged committees, and they can continue to introduce bills beyond that deadline of February 13th. But most of the bills will be introduced by that Monday, February 13th.
Boise State University professor Gary Moncrief says lawmakers are about a third of the way through the 2017 session. You can find all of our legislative coverage on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.